It's July 16th, 2024. Once again, July 16th, 2024. It's about 20 of 10 in the morning. I wanted to take a few quick notes. What this is primarily concerned with, it was triggered by some notes that I was taking. And the phrase that I had written down was herding instinct susceptibility. And it started to make me think about, well, it kind of triggered a correlation between two of the concepts, and I really should say two of the models that I put together. One being the model of the dream catcher analogy, and the other being the in the wheelhouse. So the Dreamweaver analogy was really based on resonance, and it kind of is parallel to a paragraph that I had written about the power of suggestion. If an individual accepts the premise of the suggestion, then they are cast into a role that supports the premise. So somehow in my thought process, I kind of came across a relationship between the herding instinct that we have observed in nature. And I think it does apply, in my opinion, it does apply to human beings and their behavior, and how susceptible an individual might be to that type of instinct or that type of behavior. And like I said, it does come back to what resonates with us. But I remember early on, I had thought about how people get vested. In other words, if they've taken a position, let's say on some issue or a view on some issue or topic or subject, and oftentimes as they become more and more vested, it might become difficult for them to accept new information that might supersede their position. And so I guess this relates a little bit to like that one author, I think his name was Dr. Peck. He had talked about maps and redrawing maps, meaning if new information comes in, you know, it's like you have to back up and you have to back up and you have to back up, and you may be forced at some level to redraw at least portions of your map of reality, of how you know your view of reality and your role in it. It may be a small portion, or if it was a very fundamental fix that you based your map on and the fix was an error, it may be a major revision that would be required for that because of that new information. And what Dr. Scott Peck said was human nature, oftentimes they'll just resist the new information and deny it and actually fight against it. So the correlation that I was interested in, that I was thinking about and wanted to kind of explore, was the correlation of, okay, so this individual, because of the power of suggestion, because of the principles and priorities that their life revolves around, they may be susceptible to this power of suggestion. And if it's a view that they currently hold, then this casting of this spell of this power of suggestion of suggesting this premise, they may be susceptible or even highly susceptible because of the current principles and priorities their life is revolving around. It may resonate with them in a very strong way and may be quite an attractant to them. So they'll accept the role to support that premise. So the correlation that I made, or the relationship that I began to have some insight into, was, okay, so how does that susceptibility impact the course of events? So that impacts their course of thought. How does that impact the course of events? Well, what I realized was that's a correlation over to the model of the wheelhouse. They take up one position on that wheel, and therefore they have their singular input into that wheel. Now, that's weighted. My brother was talking about weights and balances. I'm sorry, it wasn't weights. He was talking about weights and measures. So I related that immediately to, measures is your standard of measure. That's your choice of first magnitude. You're choosing how you measure your principles and priorities, and also how you measure in the end, how you take measure of your presence and your legacy. But our principles and priorities are weighted. Some things are closer to center, which that's our fundamentals. That's what we treasure the most. And then from those core values and core priorities and principles, then it starts to spread to the periphery that they're still valuable to us, but they're l of less value and therefore of a lower priority. Meaning, if we have to choose, make a choice, and although this other priority is of weighted value to us, there is another principle or priority that is of much greater resonance to us, of much greater weighted value to us. I was trying to think. I guess friendship or something to do with love, I don't know. This is a hard thing because it's so personal. I was thinking about you always want to tell the truth, and that's of high priority. I mean, I pref you know, that's a principle that I work the best I can to live by. But truth can be hurtful, and sometimes truth, there is very little. I don't know how to say that. Telling someone a truth, their knowing that truth may be of a low value in the impact that that'll have in their life. It could be a truth that's trivial in the big picture of life, but it could be hurtful to them. And so that's where we weigh things out. It's like, do I tell them And how much value is that really going to have to them, as opposed to if I tell the truth, it could be hurtful to them. So it's kind of tough for me, but to come up with an example, but we do it all the time. So that kind of left me with this, like I said, weights and measures. It just depends upon the principles and priorities that that person has chosen, any individual has chosen, that their life revolves around. And sometimes being, so what was that doctor, the character, Dr. Glass, he said, what was the four? We want to be loved, failing that, admired, failing that, feared, failing that, hated and despised. At all costs, we want connection. And so I think that is somewhat speaks to that herding instinct, that susceptibility to wanting to belong. And I suspect that there's times that that can be misguided, wanting to fit in with our tribe when perhaps the principles and priorities that are being put forth by the tribe as their premise, they could be destructive. It could be, I kind of guess that comes back to the zero and non-zero, zero sum and non-zero sum games. Someone's instinct may be to always want to run to a zero-sum game where there's a winner and there's a loser. They just want to be the winner and they don't care what the loss means to other people. And then there's the non-zero-sum type of gaming where you have a win-win for both teams or both tribes, both parties. And I think that comes down to that basic avatar nature inspires and troll nature conspires. I think we, each and every one of us, have a mix of these natures within us. It's our inclination of which way we lean. So it's almost like a attractant repellent. What are we drawn to and what repels us? So my thoughts about that, where I was thinking about it was, so what overcomes that? What chance do we have of overcoming that herding instinct susceptibility? And that's when I thought about in the wheelhouse. And it also relates to what I had determined approximately, I suspect, to be safe margins, which I believe that was 64%, give or take. In politics, that would take in gerrymandering of voting districts. It's the tipping point of the system tips, meaning how many positions on that wheelhouse, what approximate percentage would ensure that the guidance is principled, the guidance is of more of a avatar leaning or inclined towards the avatar nature to inspire rather than the troll nature to conspire. And so that's kind of where, again, it's all about delicate balance, but that's kind of where I saw that although there may be a high susceptibility to that herding instinct in some individuals, it can be offset by their impact on the averaging that the system does of all the inputs. They're combined. Not so much average, but the inputs are combined, and they represent one position on that input in the wheelhouse. And so it's really about the awakening awareness of the human condition, and it's about the awakening awareness of the challenges that we face, both the conflict of forces between sustainability versus extinction, and the conflict of, well, human conflict between competing ideologies, which I broke down as kind of like a sports metaphor of close connections. It's tribal, people having similar or very a lot in common in the vision of the kind of world they'd like to live in and their values. So collectively, tribal in that they have shared views. And then team in that because of these shared views, there are they act their daily routines, they project many similar daily routines because of the principles and priorities that their lives revolve around and through which they project these recurring patterns. Mass action equals mass effect, and that's at the team level. It ends up being mass action. But again, that's in the modeling of the wheelhouse. So it comes down to that delicate balance between the troll nature and the avatar nature, and the overall course of thought and the overall course of events. I know that's pretty choppy, but I just wanted to make sure I captured. I was sitting there looking at the note and thinking to myself, well, herding instinct, that susceptibility to the herding instinct, that's definitely going to have a weighted impact on the inputs to the course of thought and the course of events. And I was trying to understand, so how can I express that? And then I immediately, went to, well, wait a minute, I already have expressed that in the modeling of the wheelhouse, because each of those individuals who have their own principles and priorities that their lives revolve around, and therefore what resonates with them, that modeling I accomplished in the Dreamweaver, Dreamcatcher analogy, the Dreamcatcher analogy. So that correlated to a single position on the wheel in the wheelhouse, their input. So anyway, like I said, I know that's really choppy. I just wanted to make sure I caught just a few basic notes. Signing off.